Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Beautiful, bright room.
Yes, I want to hear that.
Nobody ever heard of him.
So he got a free ride?
No, no. This nobody got 35.
showed you what would have happened.
That's right. You know, Harry Sears,
Mike
Vaughn, and a few other fellows like that, Ray Bateman, you know, some really good candidates. And we,
yeah.
You know, it was a presidential year. Here's the way I feel about it, very frankly. And I'll say this to you, in all honesty, the President of the United States is Bill Cato today, as the governor of New Jersey, not to run.
You wouldn't run.
I wouldn't run. I wouldn't run because I would say to myself, that this is going to be a very divisive primary, as I said, the win on the way over. Look, I'm going to run, and I'm satisfied that I can win. And if I do, you can bet your bottom dollar that I'll try and knock Sandlin off the next time in a primary for Congress.
What's his district?
And he's got a district that's very Republican, which we gave him in a redistricting. Had a chance to do a lot of things there, and we didn't know. We played it square with Charlie. I went to the county chairman about a year ago. He was knocking us around publicly, and I told him then that if it continued, we were going to run against him this past time, and they stopped him. Charlie doesn't know anything but power. And what I'm saying, in effect, is if we get involved in this thing, it's going to be pretty divisive, and we may have some congressional fights in the future. You know, you've got to understand the facts of Lake George, I think, and he has to understand. Now, I think there's only one way.
It's funny, here's a guy that the president foresaw this coming. He said, go talk to the man. I went talk to him. I didn't have to talk to Charlie Sandman as frankly as anybody else. But you know, Bill, and I know this guy's a tough guy.
Democrats will do because they don't have a strong candidate. general as an unknown sort of, so that in the event Charlie is the successful man in the primary, they can then come up with a quality candidate to run who would generate both support from the Democrats and the Republicans, you know, a la Wagner in New York, where they would get support from both parties. And this is a possibility. You know, we've heard this.
When is the filing date?
Filing date is the 28th, Mr. President.
That's the first or last day?
That's the final day for filing.
Wait, what, which month?
What, April.
What's the first day of filing?
I'm trying to think of the last one. You can file any time, Mr. President.
Now?
Yes, sir. But
nobody's filed yet. Senator filed?
He's announced, but I think he's filed. Well, he's named the
candidate. After he files, can he withdraw?
Yes, sir.
He filed to withdraw.
Yes, sir.
You'll file right away.
I will tomorrow announce the campaign manager, who will be Ray Bateman, and we'll certify him the Secretary of State. We have the machinery already to go, and I think we'll be in pretty good shape when we win, but again, it gets back to the other problem. But I really think that you're right, Georgie. He's not going to listen to you. The only man that I think
we got out there, the president saw it coming, and we got out there before he had, you know, solidified his position. And I talked to Lynn, and I talked about it, and trying to do something. And that's it. Now he didn't come down here, press to twist his arm or anything else. But he you know, I made clear, I'm thinking of the overall party that had been discussed in the White House and this thing, and he's just locked in, Bill. I mean, so that maybe can change. We can discuss that later on here. But the president is failing, I think, appropriately.
Let us examine. Let us examine. I got the message.
Right. Inferior. I don't see anyone there. attractive that, you know, I feel you would. It would depend a lot on the circumstances and the facts and, you know, all that. Now, if the other thing happened, if the other thing were to happen, it would be my guess that a quality candidate would be acceptable to both Republicans and Democrats. Some independent citizen could win and could elect Charlie if it were the right man. Say a Brendan Byrne, I don't know if you know him or not, he's a Superior Court judge in New Jersey, very attractive fellow. And there are people like that.
Can you get on the ballot?
Yes, they can file, you see, for the November election and run as an independent. They would not run in the primary on a Republican or Democratic ticket. We have a way of getting on the general ballot in November as long as they don't participate in the primary. And they're thinking this is what we hear.
What about Charlie's colleagues in the House?
Well, four of them. Peter Freeling, Eisen,